it was always the history of the humanity was similar always. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. The mankind was one ummah, means similar in its shape, in ignorance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets as giving good tidings and warning them. So the people, the mankind, humanity was similar, all were ignorant. The one who guided them to the right path were the prophets. And since we know the prophets started with the beginning of human being in this earth, then the guidance always were there. While whether it is in the 20th century, or 1,000 years before, or 10,000 years before, there are similarity in life. Even in today's 20th century, there are certain areas where there is injustice done to the women, or in different ways, in different areas and different places. Nature of a human being is the same, makes no difference. Maybe the methods and systems of civilization change, but the human nature will not change, it is the same. So if there were injustice before, still the same injustice might be there today. And hijab is not a reason introduced before to force the ability of the man and make him the boss or the lord in the house and misuse the abilities of the woman. This is not a true thing, and this is not the reason why hijab is introduced by Islam. Islam respects the rights of the men and rights of the women together, and Islam removes all types of oppression and injustice done by the man toward the women, because rights of the individuals, the husband, the wife, the children, all their rights are preserved in Islam. Well, even misuse or bad use or insult of the wife is not allowed in Islam. So Islam, when he introduced hijab, is not for misuse, for economic misuse of the abilities of the women. That is not there at all. And actually in Islam, if the woman is working, then she can own her income. If she has any work, whether at home or outside, with permission of her husband, if she goes outside to work, she owns her income, and the husband has no right, even the father has no right, to take that money. So the right of the Muslim woman is preserved in Islam. And also it is not a duty, not wajib, of the wife to serve at home for cooking or cleaning or washing the cloth or even looking after the children or feeding the children. It is not obligatory duty of her, no. If she does it, she does it on her own as a help for her husband. And she has the right to ask for money to do all such jobs. Even for feeding of her child, she has the right to ask her husband to pay her some money for that work she is doing. So there is no economic misuse of women in Islamic society, and that is not the reason why hijab were introduced. The fourth one is said, according to the Western philosopher Bertrand Russell or others, they said the reason for hijab is the ghira, or the what you call jealousy of the man for his wife. He do not want, because he is selfish and he wants his wife to be only for him, and part of jealousy and the jealousy and selfishness are the main reasons behind introducing hijab in certain societies in the past. Well, again, this idea is not true in its sense. First of all, we have to know the two types of what is called jealousy or selfishness. If it is meant, the jealousy, if it is meant that we have to attack others and to wish the grace and the good livelihood of others to be destroyed, that way of jealousy, that is of course not accepted in Islam. And in Quran we say, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, and from the evil of jealous when he does jealousy. So we take refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the jealous people. A jealous man is the man who wanted that whatever blessings upon other to be destroyed. Somebody is blessed with a car, and I wish if his car has been destroyed. Or somebody is blessed with a good house, and someone wished that his house should be destroyed. This is the meaning of jealousy. So that jealousy is completely criticized in Islam, and is one of the things which is not the character of the human being. So that is not there in Islam. But if we mean that the husband should care about his wife and should prevent others to misuse his wife and mischief to be stopped, of course that is a good character, and that is a duty of the husband and a duty of the wife to protect themselves from attack and misuse of any other foreign person. The wife is only for her husband, and no one else is allowed to misuse her. And unfortunately, even in the 20th century, in the Western countries, in that free societies, the wife is being attacked by men who have the power, and is forced to sell herself, or sometimes to be raped in so many crimes. So that is things banned in Islam, and Islam do not believe in that way, and want to preserve the dignity and honor of the women. The ghira we use in Arabic, I don't know the exact translation, the ghira, to care for your chastity and for chastity of your wife and children, is not a jealousy. Jealousy is a bad character, but that caring and putting restrictions for that sexual freedom is not a jealousy. That is a different character which is encouraged. We call in Arabic ghira, and jealousy is called hasad. So ghira is not a hasad. We see even some of the animals have that concern, that if somebody attack his its wife, animal's wife, will not agree. I mean, that is there. Only the pig is known that he has no such feeling, and he cannot care about it. And so without ghira. So this is not a bad character to say it is there in man. Actually, it is encouraged in man that a man should care about his wife. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Ma zana ghayurun qat." The one who has that ghira, has that honor, he will never do adultery at all. So the one who really has that dignity, of course, he will not, because he cares for his honor and his family's honor, naturally he will not attack honor of others. So this honor and dignity is different from jealousy. Jealousy is not accepted, but to protect the chastity of the family and preserve the family life and know that our children are legitimate children, this is a good thing and not a bad thing. Well, the fifth criticism which is mentioned as reasons for hijab, you say it is a psychological matter, because it was believed that the women have a period of menstruation, and at that period they are unclean, and because they are unclean they should be away from the society, so that their uncleanness should not spoil the society. So according to this idea, they say there is a psychological reason behind hijab, depending on idea of uncleanness and the women being less than the men, and being at a certain time of their life unclean, and that is coming monthly state. So they say that one of the reasons of hijab is this, because in certain old days in, well, maybe in India, and some of the Jews were believing, the women at time of their period, they were kept in one room, and no one will visit or see or have any deal or contamination with them. They say they are very unclean and should remain alone for complete days of her period, either 7 days or 10 days, and once they become clean they are allowed to come and mix in the society. So according to some Western scholars, they say the reason for hijab, introducing hijab in the society, in the Muslim society, was that, and since that idea is wrong, then hijab is not necessary. But in reply we say that no doubt a time of period that is an abnormal condition for the women, and in Islam is said that the Holy Quran says يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَلَى الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ. The Holy Quran says that they ask you about menstruation, say it is pain, and then avoid the women at time of menstruation. Well, the only thing is not say that they are of a bad or bad effect or similar ideas. That idea is not there in Islam. The only thing is to say that that is a special condition, has special rules and regulations, which are mentioned in books of fiqh, that she is not, she should not pray, should not fast, etc., the other ahkam. Otherwise, there is no insult, or there is no belief that she is impure, that she should not eat, she should not drink, she should not sit in a gathering, in a meeting, she should not mix with others. These ideas are not there in Islam, which was before, and not so in Islam. It should remain in one room, in jail, for all the time of her period. So that is not true. It was said that some of the Jews before, they used to get the woman away of the home, and even they separate her food and drink at time of her menses, and she cannot live with them in one room. Well, if that was in the Jewish society, it is not there in Islam, and Islam do not believe in that. So the Zoroastrians, those who worship fire, they also were believing the same about women, and they say at time of her period she has to be completely separated from others, and then that was the way. So Will Durant, in his book, he writes about the previous civilizations, he mentioned this point about the Zoroastrians. But of course in Islam, because this idea is not there in Islam, so there is no point of believing that this was one of the reasons for introducing hijab in Islam. Well, that point is not accepted at all, and it was not the reason behind hijab. The woman only thing that certain ahkam are there, but there is no shortage in humanity, and she can deal with all her activities as usual, except prayer fast. There are certain ahkam about it at that time. So these are actually five reasons mentioned by certain people who are Western scholars, and they think that these are the reasons behind appearance of hijab, while we know for sure that none of these reasons were really a cause for order of hijab in Islam. Islam ordered women to be in hijab in order to elevate her position and not to be cheap used by everyone. She should be respected, she should be honored, and she should be dealt as a human being, and any type of usage of her beauty should be in accordance to certain rules and regulations through marriage and with responsibility, and that responsibility is for both the men and women, for the husband and wife. There are certain rights for the husband as well as certain rights for the wives. So in Islam, everything is organized, and everyone is given his rights and is asked to abide to his responsibilities, and the thing should not be ill-treated, should not be misused, should not be insulted, should not be looked down. All such ideas are not there in Islam. The only thing, because the women are a source of attraction and stimulation and temptation for sexual desires, and if that stimulation is always there, then that will have bad effects ultimately, and we discussed this matter in the previous lecture about bad effects and then the diseases and social problems which will come. So Islam says that it's better to cut the way for shaitan and preserve and respect the woman in its shape, and she has to come out with hijab so that gets away from that side effect. والحمد لله رب العالمين. See, about hijab, we said it is both for men and women. The men are ordered to break their gaze and not look, and it is haram if their look is with pleasure and with riba, and the women also are asked to do the same. So in general, that idea of chastity, let us say, is the order for both men and women. Both of them are ordered to break their, or to cast down their vision and not to get such temptations. So this is Islamic order, no doubt about it. But what I mean, the order alone will not work unless there are a certain control for it. You see, if someone you put always temptation in front of him, and always is affected, always is stimulated, always is encouraged, naturally he can control himself one time, two times, three times, but then ultimately he cannot control himself without a limit, and gradually this bad effect will be there. If the women are with the hijab, naturally that will have psychological effects on men. And we said both of them should be away from each other, and there should be a limit for their contact. I mean, even if they speak to each other, it should be within certain limits of speaking. And working of women with a man, and if the women are coming, showing all the beauty of their body, naturally that type of temptation is there, and it has its effect. If the man is stimulated, again he will stimulate the woman as well. And as I said, it is a chain which will affect everybody. Now, the woman has a husband, and her husband, if he has a relation with another girl, and ultimately his relation with his wife is bad, and she is not satisfied with her wife, and she starts looking for another man. If she is working there, she will start looking to some of her colleagues or some of her directors to satisfy her. And she will encourage them, and they also are under continuous stimulation. They will encourage, and then all the side effects we mentioned will start. So we do not say that only women are responsible. Of course, the men are responsible. But it is not sufficient to only preach when the stimulation is there. The men are asked to break their vision and are asked to preserve chastity. It is the responsibility of the man and the woman, of course. Both of them are responsible. But in Islam, the idea is that the woman should not show her beauty and should not start the first cycle of stimulation, which ultimately will lead to all other circumstances. That is why she was ordered to be with that decent dress so that nobody will think ill of her. So the idea of hijab is to stop this vicious cycle in a place, and that is by removing the main cause of stimulation. If the man is not stimulated, naturally he is away, and then the moral advisors, the preaching, will be sufficient to control him. But then if he is under continuous bombardment and stimulation, and emotionally always excited, whatever the advisors are there, naturally will not have its effect, and ultimately the side effects will happen. And this is what we see practically. Of course, in Europe or in America, there is no preaching for corruption or mischief. The preaching, frankly, is not there for mischief. Even though if the people are Christians and they believe in Christianity says, well, adultery is haram, and any relation between man and woman without marriage is haram, unlawful. But you see, practically, they are falling in that haram, and practically they are being misled. So it shows that preaching alone will not be effective and will not be sufficient, and that preaching needs another safeguard, and that safeguard is hijab for the women, so to stop that effect of the vicious circle, which is the main reason behind it. Yes.
And then if you go to the next, they're a little bit of a gathering. They're both just in a different way, and so they look at them in a different way. Well, I think this most relevant woman who wears hijab in a Western country, because she is walking around in hijab compared to other women who are not just according to hijab. And for the man who is not such a girl from the Hijab, since she is protected. But in a Muslim country where a lot of women wear hijab, they are still not protected because we walk out in the street and most women are wearing hijab, of course there are other women who don't wear hijab, but we still get known looking at you. And what are you supposed to do? I mean, you are doing everything that you can to ensure that your hijab is there, but you still have this, you still feel that you are being looked at with health support from men. There is nothing that you can do. It is now for the men to do the job. So this problem, and this is in Muslim countries. So I think it is very important that the job sector should not only be just for women. What the responsibility is half and half. If you take the women's duty to be the first capturing the cycle, in most Muslim countries, this does happen. Most women are in the job. I mean, the father of the family will make sure that his women go to the house and the party does the job. But when we make sure that his son does not look at a woman with a lust for what he wants, I mean, this doesn't always happen in the real way, in a natural way. A woman is not allowed to do many things, but for a man or a boy, anything goes. This is common practice in a lot of Muslim countries. And this is the thing that Western people hate about this woman, and this is what they tell us. That, you say one thing, but you, women are supposed to do certain things, but men are supposed to do what they want.
Well, according to Islam, of course, the men are questioned and are asked and are punished if they attack other women or if they have ill look to other women. And they are asked not to do so, and that is their religious duty. And as I mentioned, the first sentence of Quran, the first ayah of Quran, starts with men. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. First, tell the male believers to break their gaze, and then later on came قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, say to female believers. So the order of Islam is there, and the parents are supposed to educate and teach their boys as well as girls about these points, that it is haram to look to other women, and as we said, if the look, if it is for sake of a pleasure or for riba, it becomes haram. Yeah. That order is there in Islam. If it is not a practice, then it is not the problem of Islam. It is a problem of Muslims. The Muslims should practice their faith. Still, in all means, these cases are much less than if hijab were not observed. If hijab is observed, naturally such instances will be in, very, very few and very limited. And then the order, no doubt, is there. I mean, those parents who teach their children proper Islamic education, they tell them about this. The students who are in universities, in mixed schools or mixed universities, those who have religious parents and their parents are educated, they tell their boys that you are in university and it is haram for you to look to other girls who are in your school, and you should avoid that looking completely. Whether they are with hijab or without hijab, you are not allowed to look, because that look is the first step for temptation. So this order is there, actually. I say the order for both men and women clearly mentioned in Quran. So what we discussed, the Islamic law is clear about it. Now, if the Muslims do not practice, whether the women do not practice or the men do not practice, naturally both are not abiding to rules and regulations of Islam. It is not the problem of Islam, it is their problem, and they should be educated. Yes, but then the educating the boys, again, that means some other factors. I mean, there should be enough number that Islamic education or teaching them about chastity, it should be there in the schools, it should be there in the mosque, it should be enough number of ulama to teach them and educate them and so on. There are other factors which are needed for Islamic education, so the people become good Muslims and practicing Muslim. If the other factors are not there, naturally, one factor might not be fully effective. But still, by all means, observing hijab by women will have its effect to minimize these things. Still, the boy, when he see a girl with hijab, he feels shy of himself to have ill look to her. And the chances of having that bad look is much less than if the girls are without hijab. The same point is mentioned in the Holy Quran, لِكَيُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَا, in order to be known so that we will not be hurt. And about the wives of the Prophet, the ayah in Quran, he said, يُبْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَ مِنْ جِلَابِبِهِنَ, to have their jilbab. Jilbab is either the big headpiece to cover the neck and shoulder, or wide dress, special dress like mantu, which is used for by the women for going outside, the long and wide dress. Well, there is difference in meaning of jilbab in Arabic. Whatever it is, say again, I said, ولا يخضعن بالقول, do not speak softly. فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض, the one in whose heart is sickness, he may be get temptation and be affected. So up to that point in Islam is mentioned that even when the woman speaks, they should speak in a normal way, not in a soft way. She should not sharpen her voice so that to stop the way for those who have ill heart and sick ideas. But these are the teachings of Islam. Naturally, if the teachings are not practiced, it will not have its full effect. Yeah, you see, the word hijab, which is, I say that it is not the proper word, the sitr is the one, the sitr is for the women, but the right word is afaf, chastity, because chastity is for both men and women. The man should be afif, and the woman should be afif. So, if it's meant by hijab, the Islamic proper dress, of course, that is for the women. The dress for the man is not like the dress for the women. I mean, it's only to cover his private parts, that is wajib. Otherwise, in many places outside, he needs his hands might be seen, or his neck, or part of his chest, or leg, etc., might be seen. So there is no hijab in that sense, that if it's meant the covering of the body, it is not for the men except to cover his private parts. But if we mean by hijab the chastity, of course the chastity is for both men and women. So it's better to use the word afaf, which means chastity, than hijab. Because the men may misunderstand the word of hijab, so there is no hijab for men, and they mean there is no special dress for men. But you say afaf is there. رجل يكون عفيف and مرأة تكون عفيفة.
And you can also say that entirely,
Yes, that might be there. No doubt that the psychological effect is there. But it's still much less than if the beauty of the body is being shown. That effect is much less, and that cannot be controlled except with the general preachings of chastity which we have mentioned. Naturally, we cannot tell the man not to think. The thinking and ideas will come in his mind whether we like it or not. We can say just to control his thinking. It should not have consequences to practice, and it has its bad effects. So that what you see, the preachings, advices, and the general idea of afaf, as we said, or chastity, is a preaching and an order for both men and women. We have to teach them, we have to preach them, we have to advise them. Well, besides that, I say in Islamic system, when the early marriage is encouraged, is to stop all consequences of such things. Now, whenever the boy or the girl has reached the age of being adult, then they are encouraged to marry as soon as possible. If their marriage is delayed, naturally they will remain under tension for so many years before marriage. And they are asked to marry earlier, and that early marriage is encouraged in Islam, which is another safeguard for the Muslim society, which will help for chastity. And even if they are traveling for 15 years, let us say some students go abroad for 4 or 5 years, again, well, there are ways for them to marry and settle in their life, or to take their wife with them, and so on. So what I mean, rules and regulations of Islam are trying for chastity from many directions by removing the causes for that, which hijab is one of the necessary things. Naturally, there are so many other things in Islamic society which are needed as well.